don't like hanging out with toads. Mixing potions made of bats and crows. How did pagan become such a dirty word? No, I don't think Satan is the most. I dig a different kind of Holy Ghost. Great Mother, Great Spirit, and more. I'm pagan and proud to be a human. Loud in how I love and how I dream. This freaky, wondrous world just makes me
That's right, pagans. We're back. It's the Knights of the Stone podcast, and we're coming from a new direction. Yes, fans, we are back. We've taken a slight hiatus for about a year off the podcast. However, we have not taken a hiatus from the pagan community. We have been really busy organizing, networking, web weaving, and it has all paid off. We have formed a new group here in Idaho Falls. It's the Idaho Falls Pagans. And it's a loose and open group. We offer SBATs and SABATs, classes, and a lot of good camaraderie. We are also in the process of founding a new church, an ATC, affiliated church. We are going to affiliate with the Southern Delta Church of Wicca and the Aquarian Tabernacle Church and open up the Temple of the Stone. It's going to be an open pagan community, and we're hoping to see everybody come say hello. Now here's a little Incubus Succubus, Pagan Born.
It's
I hope everybody had a great Samhain celebration this year. It's been a very interesting year for many, many, many of us. Many things have happened, and like I said earlier, everything is coming to fruit now. We have been meeting here in Idaho Falls with the Idaho Falls Pagans group, which you can find that on meetup.com/Idaho Falls Pagans. Yes, we've been meeting about 3 times a month. We have new moon and full moon, and usually at least one class. Here lately, we've been meeting at the Healing Hands Reiki and Massage. These nice ladies are allowing us to use their upstairs loft for our meetings and get-togethers. That's located at 431 B Street, Idaho Falls, Idaho. And they themselves offer many, many services and are great people to get to know. So if you're needing any attunements or Reiki, or want to do massage or learn a little bit of yoga, and they also have book readings, contact Healing Hands Reiki and Massage. You can contact them at 542-542-5446. You can also contact us about our meetings and events at 208-450-2003 or contact thedruids003 at yahoo.com. Our calendar of events is posted on the meetup.com site, but you can just drop us a line or give us a shout. We'd love to talk to anybody about anything. That's why we're here, trying to raise a higher awareness of the pagan community while building a stronger pagan community.
Dark waters stir her sleep as she rises from the deep. La 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 la. Dark waters stir her sleep as she rises from the deep. High priestess of the night, she's dressed in moonlight white. Her ancient blood runs fey as she's called upon this day. La 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 la. And her ancient blood runs fey as she's called upon this day. She's an ageless mystery, reflecting eternity. And the gifts of the fairies land are shining in her head. La 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 la. And the gifts of the fairies land are shining in her head. Ship sails into port, where she enters the royal court. She offers Arthur a sword, and they cut the silver cord. La 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 la. She offers Arthur a sword, and they cut the silver cord. She's the lady. Mists of ash.
That, my friends, was Elaine Silver with Lady of the Lake. Many, many songs have been played on our podcast, and several of them have been played more than once, shall I say. But our list of pagan musics that we are allowed to play is very, very small until we get a little bit more sponsorship and get all the copyright issues done. We do have to take care of our artists and our pagan community. And the artist contributions that we have received in the forms of allowing us to play our music or their music is a great benefit to everybody who listens to this podcast. This podcast is also hosted by Podomatic.com and eventually will be hosted on our website that we are creating now for the Temple of the Stone. However, it does cost us money to produce the podcast, to host the website, and of course to host the meetings. So we are always willing and ready to receive donations. We don't have a minimum donation, but we suggest at least $1 every time you come by for our meetings, or if you can give us $1 a month for the podcasting, that'd be great. It's not required, but it would sure help us out a lot. Running a church is a business, even though we volunteer 90% of our time and 100% of our money. Let's do one more song and we'll call it a show. How about that? Here is Incubus Succubus one more time with Samhain. once again, I'm going to call it a show. We're going to go with a shorter format so we can have more shows and get the word out more often. If you would like to join us here in Idaho Falls, check us out at meetup.com/Idaho Falls Pagans. You can also find us on Facebook. Just check out Idaho Falls Pagans there on Facebook, and of course you'll find us. We'd like to thank the ladies at Healing Hands and Reiki and Massage, and of course thank all of you, our friends, for listening to the podcast. Blessed be, and good night.